Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of The Drift. What we do on The Drift every Saturday is go through the news that we put on The Daily Drift every day, and that's www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know, and it's the stuff you don't see in the mainstream media, but we peruse the internet for you and put it out there so that you can link to it easily and keep yourself educated. Joining me in studio today, I have a very special guest, and it's Wendy Day, who is our director for the state of Michigan's Ted Cruz presidential campaign. Wendy, welcome.
Thanks. So glad to be here.
I am very excited to have you here. And I want to thank Phil Chen, who kind of hooked us up together to have you come in and see us. And before we get started, I want to talk a little bit about Ted Cruz's dad, because his dad, Rafael, he's a pastor, was in town recently. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We had the honor of having Rafael Cruz in Michigan for 3 days. We did 11 events in 3 days. And to be honest, going into it, Rafael Cruz, you know, he's 70. And I wasn't sure how he was going to do with all these events I had planned. But he handled it better than I did, to be honest. He has a fire in his belly. And I think he speaks so honestly about it when he talks about the fact that, you know, he lost freedom once in Cuba. And he is not willing to lose it again. He's going to go down and die fighting for freedom in America because he knows that if we lose it in America, there's nowhere else to go. So it was an honor to be with him all for those 3 days and travel the lower Michigan, East Coast to West Coast, meet with about 1,000 different activists and pastors and Christians who really care about our country and who want to make sure that we return to that shining city on a hill.
Yeah, you know, that sends chills up my spine just hearing that because— Like Reagan said that before too, and it's true. If this country fails, the way we have it right now fails and falls into some autocracy or dictatorship or just a slow gradual demise, where do we go for this? There's nobody else who can do what we can do.
Well, that's right. And it feels almost like we're reversing the revolution. We had a revolution to, you know, throw off the chains of oppression and to break away from a monarchy. And now here we're looking at potentially two, quote unquote, royal families running again. And, you know, are we going to hand out a crown next and call it good? I'm not really sure. But I know that the American people want better. I know that the American people have a desire in their hearts for liberty. And we have to just embrace that and fan the flame of liberty in the hearts of Americans across the country so that they believe again and not believe in big government, but believe in themselves and in the American dream. And that's really what Pastor Cruz talked about over and over and over again.
And he's been doing this not just since the presidential campaign. He was out doing this long before Ted Cruz decided that he was ever going to run for president, right? He's been on the road doing this pro-American, pro-Christian thing for quite some time.
Yeah, you know, he has quite a testimony. When he came to America, he was not a Christian. And it took a very rough time in his marriage when he actually left his wife and was drinking heavily. When he became a Christian and started a new path, he returned to his family and— you know, they had a business in oil drilling, and he became a pastor after that. So this is something that's been heavy on his heart for a long time. And he knows that last year, or in 2012, 38 million Christians either stayed home or were not registered to even vote. And he knows that if we get them mobilized, that we can restore our country and make America great again.
Yeah, 38 million. That number is just staggering. And I know it's true because we've also got some callers into this station who are Christian who didn't vote even for Romney last time around because they had problems with Romney. And so they stayed home or they voted for somebody else, an independent or the U.S. Constitution Party or somebody else. But they didn't support a candidate who could actually get elected, which is unfortunate. But 38 million, that's just staggering.
It is. And most people think that if they show up in November and they do their job, they put their little I voted sticker on and they've done their duty. And you know what? They have, except for the fact that the real difference in Michigan is going to be made on March 8th. And if we want to make sure that we have a real choice, someone we can get excited about and go to the polls for and work for, then we have to show up on March 8th. We have to take it to the streets, take it to our neighbors and our friends and our families and our churches and our workplaces, and talk to folks about what's possible, that we finally have a candidate. For the first time in our lives since Ronald Reagan, we have a candidate that not only believes the right things. He's argued before the Supreme Court 9 times and won, defending religious liberty, defending U.S. sovereignty, defending the Second Amendment. But he believes what we believe. He has a proven record of standing strong for it. He's not afraid of Washington. And whether we like it or not, it matters. He has the money and infrastructure to stay in it for the long haul and win. I mean, that's so exciting. People are very excited about that. So am I.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's true, because there is a lot of time between now and the primaries next year. So people do. And I started in 2010 or 2012, whatever it was. I told people, I liked the little 5-5-5 campaign. I told people, go out. It's not just you voting. It's you go out and five friends, make sure they're registered, make sure they're, and that's in conservatives, and get them to vote. Then find 5 moderates or independents, mm-hmm. and get them to vote. And then work on those 5 liberals or progressives and see if you can turn their head with just some common sense debate. You know, mm-hmm. you may not get them, but at least make the effort. You might think them, they might think a little bit before they pull that lever for a Hillary or a Bernie Sanders or something else. But mm-hmm. It's more than just the vote. You're right. It takes a little bit of campaigning on each of our parts to do this. And that means, you know, talking to people at the gas pump, that's talking to people at church, that's talking to your coworkers, you know, and debate. You don't have to be rude, and you don't have to mm-hmm. get emotional about it. You just take the facts. And if you're not one of those people who can have an encyclopedia for a mind, you know, go to sites like the Daily Drift, and you can pull one story out, get the common sense, and you can, it's so easy with the internet now. I mean, mm-hmm. it really is. And older adults, I always tell them, get a computer. If you don't have one, get your grandkid to come. He'll set it up nice and easy for you, and just start Googling, you know. He'll set up those sites for you, because hey, if you go to Drudge even, you've mm-hmm. got just about everything you need.
That's so, right.
All right, well, let's run into a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Ted and some of the issues and the upcoming debate that's going to be August 6th. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Don't miss Theron's Saturday Night Rock and Rhythm Review. It all kicks off at 4 p.m. with the Saturday Night edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Oh, we're having some kind of fun down here with only the finest ingredients to be had in weak, singeing rock, hip shaking soul music, and industrial strength rhythm and blues.
From 6 to 8, it's Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie.
Tooling around the streets of Tree Town.
At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots music with Radio John D. and the Greasy Skillet.
Thanks for tuning in, and I do hope you're checking us out on Facebook.
Then, Dan Martin brings you the best music of the UK on London Calling from 10 to midnight.
The UK number one hit, Message in a Bottle. This is The Police.
Followed by Del Villarreal's Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go.
Here's another rockin' set kicked off with a track from the VLV Weekender soundtrack.
It all starts Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. on the musical side of Wham!
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show, and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Lead Arbor Hospice and Palliative Care help you focus on what matters most, precious time with your loved ones. For more than 30 years, we've helped patients and their families live life to the fullest. Arbor's experienced staff and volunteers provide certified hospice and palliative care to patients throughout Southeast Michigan experiencing life-limiting illnesses. We deliver personalized, compassionate care at inpatient settings or wherever your loved one calls home. We also offer spiritual and grief support, music, massage, and pet therapies, and education programs in the community. Let Arbor provide you and your loved one with dignity, comfort, and peace during a difficult time. Reach us today at arborhospice.org or 888-992-CARE. That's 888-992-CARE.
Summer is the best time to get your landscaping projects done. Call the Rock Shop on Gottfredson Road at 734-455-5560. The Rock Shop is ready to help you design and complete your garden and landscape dreams. With a large selection of garden sculptures, fountains, rock walls, and pavers, your dreams can become a reality that will improve your home's value. As always, the Rock Shop will teach you to install everything they sell for free. Call 734-455-5560. And don't forget to visit the Rock Count Room and check out a wide variety of unique gifts. See the website at www.rock-shop.com. The Rock Shop is conveniently located on Gottfredson Road at M14. Call 734-455-5560.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at The Drift Radio, August 1st. I can't believe we're already 7 months down and moving on to our eighth. But before we jump in, let's take care of our sponsor this half hour, is the Rock Shop on Gottfredson Road. 734-455-5560. If you have not been out to the Rock Shop, you need to go to the Rock Shop and see Marco and Helena Scapatici. They run a great landscaping business. Anything you need, stonework, man-made natural stones, boulder walls, garden fountains, the whole nine yards, they have it at the Rock Shop, 734-455-5560. And they will also teach you for free to install everything they sell. So make sure you give the Rock Shop a call. They're conveniently located right at M14 in Gottfredson Road. Just get off and go north. And you can go to their website, www.rock-shop. That's shoppe.com. Rock Shop, rock-shop.com. Okay, there we go. So in studio with me, Wendy Day, who is our director for the state of Michigan presidential campaign for Ted Cruz. Wendy, welcome back.
Thanks.
All right, so we were talking about Rafael, Pastor Rafael Cruz, mm-hmm. which is Ted's dad, mm-hmm. who's been on the stump for Christianity and moral American values for years beyond. He's not just jumping in. And he was here. Is he going to come back again?
He is, actually. Okay. In fact, Senator Cruz will be back. He'll be at the Mackinac Republican Conference in September.
Okay.
We're hoping to have Pastor Rafael Cruz back at the end of September as well. And also Heidi Cruz, Senator Cruz's wife, who is a firecracker and a self-made woman all on her own, will be back this fall as well. So we're excited to have them all coming here. And they understand that Michigan is a priority. And they understand that, you know, hardworking American families in Michigan resonate with the message of Senator Ted Cruz. And we really, you know, after enduring Jennifer Granholm for 10 years, we know we know firsthand the dangers of incompetent and big government. And so I think that's why Michigan, again, is resonating with Senator Ted Cruz's message of just reigniting the passion of America and our greatness.
Right. Well, it'll be a dream to get any of them to come into the show when they do come around, if they have time, mm-hmm. or can even call in. It would be lovely to talk to any of them in person.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do, keep that in effect.
I will.
All right. So let's move on and talk a little bit about the campaign. So Ted Cruz has made it. He'll be in the top 10, mm-hmm. right, for the debate on August 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking very forward. We were talking during the break that, you know what, he was a champion debate champion mm-hmm. for Harvard, right? Was it Harvard or
Princeton? Maybe
Princeton. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm losing it here. But anyways, I'm looking forward to see, because every time you see him speak, you see a methodical, logical, common sense orator who is, I think he's going to just cut his fellow GOP.
And he's a great communicator like Reagan
was.
Yes,
and I don't think he'll be mean about it. He won't be brash or anything else. And you know, the one thing I have not seen, you see the Jeb Bushes and the Marco Rubios and the Rick Perrys all bashing Donald Trump for being too brash. But Rick Perry, that Ted Cruz, however, doesn't act like Rick Perry. He's talking in a way that makes sense, and he's not bashing Donald Trump.
That's right.
And because Donald Trump is saying what we all want to say, the difference is he's just pretty brash about it, but Ted is not. And
That's right.
And I'm looking forward to these debates to see this. I really am. It's going to be awesome.
Right. Well, you know, Ted Cruz has welcomed every candidate to the debate. Or to the race, and I'm sure he'll do the same for the debate. Welcomed every candidate to the race, and he has been a statesman. You know, he has no problem taking on the Washington cartel.
Yeah,
I mean, he has stood strong and been brave and bold, and he has the arrows in his back to prove it, because they have not liked it. But when it comes to his fellow competitors, he has been a real statesman, and I really appreciate that about him. And you're right. You know, not only was he a champion debater, but when he was 13, he was brought into a program where they memorized the entire Constitution. The entire Constitution, these five young men, and they would go into Rotary clubs and organizations, and during lunch, they would have these the easel set up, and they would write out from memory the entire Constitution. And like I said, he's been a lawyer who has not only built his segment of the business he was charged with in a big corporation. You know, some people talk about business experience. He has that. He's fought in the Supreme Court and won, for the values we all hold dear. So, he's a great communicator. Yeah.
And what I like, he's, you know, what's been missing, and we were talking about this during the break, what's been missing from the GOP is that establishment core, the McConnells, the Boehners.
The political class.
That's exactly what they are. It's a political class. These people are no longer
us. Royalty.
It's royalty.
That's right.
And that's probably what offends. I don't dislike Jeb Bush. I have nothing against Jeb Bush.
Sure.
I disdain the fact that it's that family again.
That's right.
You know, it's the same.
That
with
there's
the
an anointed, another anointed one potentially. Yes. I do too. And the political class, you know, they like to tell us that it's Democrats versus Republicans. That's the mantra, and they divide and conquer all the time. But really, and I think Senator Cruz has said this. You know, it really isn't Democrat versus Republican. It's we the people versus the political class.
Yes.
And since 2009, there's been this drumbeat with the Tea Party and Liberty Movement that is that message exactly. There's corruptions in both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Washington seems to have a dome of stupidity over it. When you go there, you kind of get lost in it. I don't know what the deal is. But yeah, and so he speaks truth to power on both sides of the aisle, and that's exactly what we need, because America's at a crossroads. We've been saying that for a while, but I don't think we can survive Hillary Clinton. After 8 years of President Obama and his destructive, awful policies that don't work, the deal with Iran, we're going to give $100 billion to Iran that they're going to use to fund terrorists who are going to kill our American soldiers. I'm a military wife and a military mother, and I am so offended by that.
Yeah.
And we can't have it anymore. We can't.
Yeah, and you know what? I wanted to talk about this. I've got a minute and a half track here, because Ted Cruz came out and said, by doing this deal with Iran and giving that money back to them, we are ultimately financing.
That's right.
Terrorism. Derek, do you have that track ready? All right, let's listen to this for a minute, because I was so impressed with the way he stands his ground.
That's right.
And that's one thing you can see about Ted Cruz. He stands his ground. He doesn't back down. Go ahead and roll that, Derek.
You know, it's interesting. 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, President Obama was in Africa, and he chose to attack me directly for saying that if this deal goes through, the Obama administration will become the leading global financier of radical Islamic terrorism. And he attacked me personally, but you know what he didn't do? He didn't disagree with the facts. Here are the facts. Iran is today the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. That's fact number one. Fact number two, if this deal goes through, over $100 billion in American control will flow to Iran. Fact number three, we know to an absolute certainty a substantial portion of that over $100 billion will be given to Hamas, to Hezbollah, to the Houthis, to radical Islamic terrorists. And as a result, those billions of dollars in American control will be used by jihadists to murder Americans, to murder Israelis, to murder Europeans. Those are the facts. The unavoidable consequence of those facts is if this deal goes through, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry will be the leading global financiers of radical Islamic terrorism on the face of the earth. Now, when Barack Obama attacked me in Africa for saying that, he didn't point to any other entity that would be a larger financier of radical Islamic terrorism. When you send billions of dollars to jihadists trying to kill Americans, you bear responsibility for the murder that they carry out with the money you have given them. And, you know, one of the reasons Republicans keep getting clobbered is we have leaders like Mitt Romney and like Jeb Bush who are afraid to say that.
All right. So, exactly right. Here yep. You got a Mitt Romney, which is why he lost, because he was too scared to say things mm-hmm. about Barack Obama that were true.
That's right.
Speak the truth. The
That's
truth
right.
shall not only set you free, it may get you elected.
That's right. That's you know, right. That, people are desperate for it. You know, we've been drinking sand because we're so desperate for true leadership in this country. We're so desperate for someone who will stand up, cut through the crap, basically, and tell the truth. But, you know, when I was listening to that clip, I just kept thinking, I'm not sure Hillary Clinton cares. Look at Benghazi. I'm not sure she even cares. And that's Wendy Day's opinion, not necessarily Senator Ted Cruz's. But I watched the way she handled Benghazi. And you know, I saw this really funny meme come across my Facebook page that said Hillary Clinton for prison 2016.
Yes, I've seen. And, I think I passed that on, actually.
Yeah. That's very much more appropriate for me than for her for president at all. So, but you're right. I mean, Senator Cruz is the only one who's telling the truth and speaking bravely. You know, we have a whole field of good candidates. But when you're looking at a presidential candidate, there's a couple things you have to consider. Number one, do they have the right principles? And we've talked about that yes, he does. He has. And number two, do they have a proven record? We've talked about that. He has fought, and it's cost him something. That's important. It's easy to stand beside something and smile. But have they fought and stood up for something and it cost them something?
Yeah.
And have they done it on a variety of issues? We have a lot of great candidates who are good on one issue or another issue. But Senator Cruz, if you take the top 10 concerns that most conservatives have on every one of those issues, from Common Core to Obamacare to this deal with Iran, he has stood up and told the truth. And then finally, again, you have to have someone who can actually win. And you know, I am tired of falling in love with candidates who lose.
Right, that was me last time around.
It's distressing, and I think everyone's weary of that. So you know, when people are looking at their candidates, I would encourage folks to really chew on the fact that the money matters. You have to have money to stay in the race. You have to have money to win those early states. You have to have money to put the infrastructure and the team in place to make it happen. It's not enough just to have a good message. That will not win the day. And I think Ted Cruz is by far and away the best candidate who's positioned. You know, you have the establishment vote. Rubio, Walker, and Bush are going to be competing for that establishment vote. And then you have a whole lot of conservatives.
And independents.
And independent. And Trump is up in his own. I think Trump is just kind of he's in his own world. But he, and I mean that as a compliment. He's kind of doing his thing. But when you have the traditional conservatives, again, Ted Cruz is positioned far and away in the best place to win. And I think if we don't unite around a candidate that can win early, there's no doubt in my mind that Jeb Bush will be the nominee and Hillary Clinton will be our next president.
Yeah.
That's the fact.
Yeah, because I don't think Jeb Bush can beat Hillary Clinton.
No.
I just see people doing the crazy thing and pulling the lever for Hillary, even though she's a complete liar, even though she's completely
right.
incompetent.
Because you won't call her out.
Yes, that's exactly right. All right, well, so there's the heartbreak. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion and we'll talk a little bit about the debate that's coming up and some of the other views that Ted Cruz has. Mm-hmm. See you on the other side.
Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's, it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Zimbabwe ramping up restrictions on hunting after the outcry continues over the illegal killing of Cecil the Lion by a dentist from Minnesota. Wildlife authorities there suspending the hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in an area favored by hunters.
The U.S. Wildlife Agency says the investigation into the killing is ongoing. Agency officials say they were contacted by a representative of Walter Palmer. A cabinet member in Zimbabwe said earlier the process of extraditing Palmer is already in motion. Zimbabwe and the U.S. do have an extradition treaty.
Fox Radio's Tanya J. Power. Zimbabwe also investigating the killing of another lion back in April, which may have been illegal. The new Afghan Taliban leader purportedly out with an audio message. Mullah Akhtar Mansour in the message vowing to continue his group's insurgency, also urging fighters to remain unified. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Detroit St. Thomas Apostle is having a school reunion with all graduating classes or for anyone associated with the parish. The reunion is being held on Saturday, September 19th at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the American Polish Cultural Center, 2975 East Maple in Troy. The cost is $45 per person. There will be plenty of food, music, and drinks. For more information, call 248-770-1271. Want to use your gifts and talents to support women and the unborn? Arbor Woman Pregnancy Center wants you to volunteer. Arbor Woman needs pro-life people to support, nurture, and empower women facing unexpected pregnancies. Wanted for this fall, nurses and RDMS sonographers with a current Michigan license. Pregnancy counselors with an aptitude for and or background in counseling, post-abortion counselors, male and female, marketing, administrative, receptionist, and janitorial, male or female volunteers. Arbor Woman's mandatory fall volunteer training is Saturday, October 3rd from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. For more information, call 734-994-8863 or email consultant at arborwoman.com. To download an application, visit av-community/volunteer. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Experience authentic Mexican cuisine at Taqueria La Fiesta. We serve traditional Mexican food, not Tex-Mex, not Mexican-American, and not Mexican-Californian. Our food is great because our authenticity makes a difference. We offer local deliveries and can cater your events, so stop by and see us.
Taqueria La Fiesta, 4060 Packard Road in Ann Arbor, 734-477-9240, 734-477-9240. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 9.
Experience traditional Mexican food and taste a difference at Taqueria La Fiesta.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift. Our sponsor this half hour will be Sentinel Exteriors. If you need roofing, siding, or gutters, call Sentinel Exteriors 855-518-9363. Now, think of this one. You've got storms rolling in and damage being done to homes, whether it's the siding, the gutters, or the roof. You get storm chasers that come in. You don't fall prey to these storm chasers because a lot of times they'll make promises and say they'll work with your insurance company, and you end up holding the bag. So if you're going to work with somebody, work with a local company, and that would be Sentinel Exteriors. Right now, they'll pay up to a $500 in a cancellation fee if you've been duped by one of these companies. So stay local and stay protected. 855-518-9363. Or you can go to their website, www.sentinel.co. All right, that's it. So, Wendy, thank you for coming in. And we're talking Ted Cruz. And we're talking about the debate. So on August 6th, the main debate, not the funky one that's before for the lesser. And I'm kind of amazed at people like the guy, the West Virginia governor that just came in. Why would you jump in, number one, late? Number two, nobody, you're a regional guy at best.
Right.
You have no name recognition. Why, are they just pushing for a spot, you think, on a,
in
a cabinet or an administration?
I can't get in their heads. I think, you know, I can give you what other people have told me. So what other people have told me is, and number one, we have the political class, but we also have the consultant class. And the consultant class is very good at feeding the egos of potential candidates to go out and raise a little money because the consultants get paid either way. So, you know, could there be some of that going on? Sure. The other thing is with these super PACs, someone pointed this out to me that, you know, when you have a super PAC, you can raise money, go be a candidate. When you're done being a candidate, go back and actually become an employee of your super PAC.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Right.
So if you raise $50 million in a super PAC, and then you can become now the CEO of the super PAC and pay yourself a salary.
Yes.
Wow. Well,
that's what I've been told. So so if that's the case, because I haven't had time, frankly, to sit down and like look at the actual finance campaign finance rules. But if that's the case, then that explains a little bit more of a nefarious motivation for folks. So I don't really know if it's just ego, if it's just kind of name recognition, if, you know, maybe it helps them in their home state if they're running for president because they're going to get more media and be able to share their ideas. Maybe, you know, sometimes I know that the political class will have spoilers that they throw in just to kind of suck votes away from different people. So there's a lot of different reasons for it. And then some people just may really want to try to be president. So, but at the end of the day, such a broad field, we have a lot of good men and women who bring very different contributions to the field. But for me, you know, and I was going to say, you know, people want to find out more about Ted Cruz. And you talked about the five that, you know, having, and I've been telling people, let's do 10 things for Ted. Number one, go to tedcruz.org and donate $10. Donate $10, tedcruz.org. Number two, 10 minutes a day. We're asking people to spend 10 minutes a day talking to your neighbors, going on social media, sharing information, and helping spread the word about Senator Cruz. And then also finding 10 people who don't normally vote in the primary and vote in a primary. I would like to encourage folks who are Ted Cruz supporters, and everybody, when you find those 10 people, you know, consultants will say, don't do that. It's a waste of time. Well, it might be. But I really believe the Democrats have shown us that when you anchor your voting and the behavior that you want people to do in a social event of some kind, they're much more likely to do it. So let's say, you know, you go out and you find 10 friends that don't normally vote in the primary, but they want to vote. I might say, hey, come on out. I have a burger and a Coke for you. And the price of admission is an I voted sticker on your lapel. And if they do something like that, then you're going to have a much higher chance of getting those folks to actually change their behavior. So 10 things for Ted, or 10, you know, 10 for Ted at tedcruz.org.
Okay. And here's another one that I do it on the Daily Drift all the time, www.thedailydrift.com. Post things.
Right.
Facebook, Twitter, Google+. If you see an article on, first I'm going to say, if you have not looked at Ted Cruz, you're not sure of Ted Cruz, just Google up some videos out of YouTube.
That's right.
You will listen to him for the first. If you listen to that 19-minute speech he made on the Senate floor, and I want to talk about this last half hour, that was the first time in my 50-odd years now that I ever remember a politician standing up and saying the truth, even if it hurt another politician. Because he called out Mitch McConnell.
That's right.
For lying about the Ex-Im Bank.
That's right.
And that's just pork belly. That's you and me paying our tax money
and
giving it to fat cats overseas and corporations. You want to talk about capital cronyism.
That's right.
That's what that is.
That's
right. And he called him out on the Senate floor, used
his
19 minutes of time. And if you watch that 19 minutes, you will see what a true politician who cares about his country is. You're not going to see that from a Marco Rubio. You're not going to see that from a Jeb Bush, because you know what? They protect even those they disagree with, because political class. They don't want to hurt the people who can help them down the road.
That's right.
I'm tired of people who are washing each other's backs and washing each other's hands to get elected or to get one little deal through. Enough. Stand up for your principles. And
that's
so you'll
right.
see that with Ted Cruz. So Google up those YouTube. Maybe you guys put some links together on the website.
Well, on tedcruz.org, there's links. And the other thing I would encourage you to do is, you know, he wrote a book called A Time for Truth. And of course, if you paid attention, you know, the New York Times didn't put on their bestseller list claiming there was bulk sales. And I can tell you as a campaign, I guess, quote unquote, insider, there were no bulk sales. And eventually the New York Times kind of had to admit that. I don't know if they ever actually admitted it, but they did Adam, because his book's doing extremely well.
Right.
And the first, if you do nothing else, read the first chapter. It's called Mendacity, and it kind of goes over what happened with the debt ceiling, and it gives you a really good window into the ickiness that is Washington, D.C. politics. You know, I always wonder, because from a pop culture perspective, you know, we had the West Wing that kind of, it was all Democrats, but it was a very statesman. It was very, you know, much more regal than what we imagine. And then now we have shows like Scandal. And then what's the...
House of Cards.
Yeah. And I always wonder, I'm like, how close is D.C.?
I'm thinking
House of Cards
is pretty doggone close. And what makes me laugh, I think the producer is a liberal. And so he's making this, and he's using the Democrats. It's not a Republican president who's doing all the nasty stuff. It's a Democrat. And it just makes me wonder, is that subconsciously him giving out his own guilt for supporting that? But I watched that show. We binge-watched it. We do a lot of binge-watching.
Right. Yeah, Netflix is the home of binge-watching.
Yeah, we caught up, and
we
now
need a support
I'm waiting.
Group for that.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, and even if it's half as bad as that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Half as bad as that. No wonder. No wonder they hate Senator Cruz, because there's so few, Mike Lee, you know, there's so few who will stand up and actually tell the truth.
Yeah.
And he, you're right. It was and of course they're like, well, you know, you can't say that. We have to get along. You know what? I remember I served on the school board in Howell for 4 years, and I remember them saying, aren't you tired of seeing, you know, bad news about our school board? I said, yeah, I am. But I'll tell you what, when we have good stories in the paper, I want them to be because there's good things going on, not because we're hiding the bad things.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would say about Washington, D.C. I want Washington, D.C. to be doing things and standing beside each other, because they're fighting together shoulder to shoulder to reduce the size of government, to move the power back to the states, the local units of government. Then you feel free to stand next to your brother, shoulder and sister's brother, shoulder to shoulder, and cheer and defend each other. But if you're busy consolidating power, getting rich, and taking away our liberties and rights, no, you don't have the right to sit there and blindly endorse and support each other. That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's why people are embracing Senator Cruz, and because of that, we have a sense that things are not right. And we need someone to speak up and tell us the truth and how to fix it.
Yeah, I would love to see, you know, I've always said that if I went to Congress, I would be the most hated man in Washington, because I would literally tell people, you know, I'm not going to vote your way if you give me the subcommittee spot. I could care less.
Right.
All I want is my time on the floor so I can spout and show the evilness that's going
that's
on
right.
there. If you cut me out, I'm going to go right to the news and tell them what you're doing.
That's right.
That's what it needs. I'd like to see a politician wear a set of Google glasses 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's right.
Except maybe when he's in the bathroom.
That's right.
And show us what the heck is going on.
Yeah,
I want to know. And I would dare any politician to be so open and so transparent that you're going to see everything I see as a congressman.
That's right.
I'm going to put on my Google glasses, and you can log in and watch me deal with these people in the back rooms and these subcommittees see what kind of deals are being cut or not cut, because I'm an honest congressman.
Well, when Ted Cruz ran for Senate in Texas, he ran against the richest man in Texas. And he jokes about the fact that he had a 2% approval rating when he launched his campaign, and there was a 3% margin of error, which is, he said, his wife reminds him of. And so he really was starting from nothing. But he knew that that if you are the best way to know you're doing the right thing is to be loved in your district and hated in Washington, and hated for the right reasons. And so he went through that election. And again, he had a 2% approval rating when he got started. But he did exactly what he's doing now. He built this grassroots team. He had campaign entrepreneurs who just caught fire and went out and started doing things on their own. And not because they were top-down directed, but because they knew that they wanted something different and better. And they believed in Senator Ted Cruz. And he won. And he won by a lot. And so, you know, if people ignore him or, you know, discount him in any way, they are making a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Because he not only has the money and the infrastructure, but he knows how to do this. And he knows how to do it without permission, without kissing the ring of the Washington establishment political class and without permission from the political class.
Yeah, you know what? There was only time. Ted's been my first pick since even before he announced that he was going to run. And the only time I had a slight hesitation was when the TPP bill came through the first time. And he supported it. When he did that, he told us why.
Sure.
He supported it first because he did believe in free trade. And the TPP, according to my own congressman, is a good thing. But there has been some problems with it since then.
Sure.
And Ted Cruz came out and the second time voted against it because there were special interests in there.
Sure.
And I was just amazed. I almost got on my hands and knees at that point and went, yes, all right, thank you. I still have my full support. Because that worried me that he was falling into that trap.
It was not a fun week to be on the campaign because we heard that. And, you know, and he heard it too. You know, Senator Cruz listens to the people. He knows what's going on, and you know, but he's going to stand up for what he believes in, even if it's unpopular. But he's going to also let you know. And what I love about that is that he was open to new information, got the information, things changed, and he came out and changed his mind for the right reasons at the right time. And I agree with you.
Yeah. And he called it out right on
absolutely.
The floor of the Senate, the special interest backdoor deal that was involved in that that made him change his mind.
That's right.
And I can respect that. That's what I want every bloody politician we elect to do.
That's
they
right.
should be doing that.
That's right.
We've got Trott is our congressman down here in Livonia.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the richest men around, one of the top congressional guys that have money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got nothing to lose.
Right.
There's no reason he should be doing the same as Ted Cruz, because you know what? You got enough money. You don't need it. Get down on the floor of the House and speak
That's
the
right.
truth and show us the bad deals in the background.
That's right.
What do you have to lose? A subcommittee post? Who cares? Do your job.
But, you know, I think people underestimate how tough it is to go to Lansing and Washington. Senator Cruz knows this now. And I don't know if he knew it going into it. But, you know, it's like Babylon. And it's not only money, but they know exactly what you – they know exactly – what you want. They know if it's power, pleasure, tickets, money, access, accolades. They know. And they play that game. So it's not always just money that they'll throw at you. That's the currency that they're dealing in.
Yeah.
And I know just from being around Lansing, the immense pressure, even here in Michigan, that legislators are facing when it comes to people who are constantly trying to exercise that power over you to get you to do what they want. And so for him to stand strong against that, man, that just makes it even more amazing to me. And, you know, people... Some people have said, well, we need a governor. You know, Jimmy Carter was a governor. And that's a very efficient argument people trot out every time the political class candidate is a governor. And then when the political class candidate isn't a governor, it becomes a non-issue again.
Right.
So I think it's and to me, it's more important to have someone who has been in Washington but firmly put them in the friend zone or even the frenemy zone than someone who has never been to Washington, because you can run a state and you still have no idea –
right.
What you're getting into.
Yeah, you and I both ran for state office here in the state of Michigan.
Sure.
And I remember the first thing, as soon as I announced, I started getting packages in the mail from the special interests.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a survey. We'll give you some money if you're on par with our thoughts. And, of course, I answered every one of them, honestly, and didn't get a dime. Why? Because I wasn't going to kowtow to their special interests.
That's right.
I'm not in it for you. I'm in it for the people and what makes best sense for the state.
That's right. Well, I'll give you one quick example of how that works. So Optometrist Association sent out surveys, and I'm like, who the heck are the optometrists? I mean, God bless our optometrists, right?
Yep.
But who? I didn't know they were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found out that there's this machine that they have. I think they have it in Texas, where you in a supermarket can walk up, look into it. It'll give you your eye exam and spit out your glasses. Now they preemptively outlawed that machine in Michigan, and so right after the election, like in the new legislature. So if you look at that, it's like, okay, that's why the optometrists were playing in that election, because they wanted to have a sway over someone. They wanted to know. You know, I got a survey that said, We want to know, who do you know at the county commission? Who do you know in city council? They asked all these these questions, and somebody who was inexperienced might think, well, I get a chance to brag about who supports me. What they're going to do with that is they're going to take it, and they're going to now know exactly who they need to call to pressure you to do what they want.
Right.
And so I didn't tell them anybody.
Yeah.
Because I'm not giving them that power. So it is very insidious and very difficult to navigate if you don't have experience.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick call from Pastor Rick's calling in. Pastor Rick, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Hey. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
This is about Pastor Rick Dietering. Long time since I've seen you. I think the last time I saw you was 2010 in Lansing at a Tea Party rally.
Oh, that was a great day.
It was. First of all, I want to say God bless you for working behind a great candidate. I am one of the many conservatives that have lost hope in the Republican Party, but not necessarily individuals within the party.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz definitely has my support. If we didn't have somebody like Ted Cruz on the battle, I see no purpose for me to go to the ballot anymore with a number. I tell you, if it's Jeb Bush, I might as well stay home.
Well, and that's what we talked about. You know, that's what people did in 2012. And I'm so thankful that you're supporting Senator Cruz. And I'm going to ask you, make sure you go to tedcruz.org and sign up. Endorse him publicly. We have pastors all across the country that are endorsing Senator Cruz. And that's going to be really helpful in making sure we do turn those Christians out to vote on March 8th in Michigan.
I most certainly will. Matter of fact, as soon as I get home, I will get on my computer and put my endorsement in for him.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Rick.
I just want to tell Wendy, God bless her for the hard work she's doing, and she's behind the right man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pastor Rick. All right, well, there you go. That was nice to hear from you.
That was a good call.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right. One more vote.
Yeah, 734-822-1600. If you want to ask Wendy a question about Senator Cruz, feel mm-hmm. free to call in. Love to have your call. But so, debate. Do we have a special message or anything that Ted Cruz is going to hit for the debate?
You know, I don't
know. Or is it going to just come out of the moderation, whatever the Fox News guys are asking questions, it's just going to be like that?
Well, I'll tell you, I heard a story one time about Ronald Reagan who got up in front of a bunch of reporters and said, all right, go ahead and ask me questions so I can tell you what I want you to hear. And I think that, you know, there's three things you have to, there's three battles in the battle for the presidency. And two of them are obvious. We have to win the primary and you have to win the general. But the third one is the battle with the media.
Yeah.
And Senator Cruz, you know, sometimes the more you hear from a candidate, the more you start going, mm-hmm. you know, and it gets a little more squishy and difficult.
Yeah.
The more you hear from Ted Cruz, the more you like him.
Yes.
And he's been going on all of the talk shows, not only conservative, but he's been on MSNBC. He's been with Chris Matthews twice and Katie Couric for an hour. And every single time, he is an expert communicator. He's the great communicator in getting out his message. So
yeah, they can't trip him up. He never gets tripped up in an interview, which for me is just amazing. You watch it, and it's just, he's a professional.
He is. And he's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
He believes in our country. Senator Cruz, hearing that story about his father and going through that and learning the Constitution at a young age, he's a true believer. He is one of us. So I think you're going to hear, you know, an optimistic message about America and about the people who live in America and creating jobs, you know, for our future and getting rid of regulation and shrinking government. I think you're going to hear all those things that are so important to all of us.
Oh, that's good. Let's take a quick call from Jimmy from Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing today?
Good,
Jimmy. What do you got?
Good, yeah. Well, Wendy's deep in the Republican Party here in Michigan, and, you know, at the convention, I talked to her a few times there at the convention, and, you know, we made a pretty good stand against the governor at the state convention last September, and that 38% or 40%, you think that that's what's really going to push it over the top with for a Ted Cruz or a Rand Paul or somebody like that, is that the real grassroots, the honest, true libertarian conservative Republicans that have broken away from the establishment hacks?
You know what, Jimmy? I think you're speaking to something that is very common theme that's been running through our Michigan campaign. You know, Governor Snyder's done some good things, but I know that during the 2010 election, he was not the first choice of conservatives. But we had so many good candidates that we split the vote, and he was able to win with 30% of the vote. So I think you're speaking you're exactly right. We have got to unite early around a candidate who can actually win. That's really important. Unite early so that we make sure we do not split that vote so widely that a mushy moderate can get up through the ranks and end up as our nominee. It's essential. And it's essential to do it early, because the earlier you do it, it starts to create an echo chamber within the people who may not always vote. In those low information voters. So we need to do it early, coalesce around a candidate. I would suggest Senator Ted Cruz, and hopefully take that nomination. That's our plan, I think, and I think we can win.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm one of those guys. I don't consider myself a GOP lackey by any stretch of the imagination. I'm an independent. I'm a conservative. I'm a little probably more social moderate than a lot of our listeners here at the station, but I'm a fiscal conservative. And common sense for me is everything. So I'm looking for, if I had to pull the lever for a Jeb Bush, I would. I wouldn't be happy about it, you know, but that's the, I'm going to vote for a Jeb Bush over Hillary Clinton. Not much of a difference, but there's a minor difference. But I can get excited about a Ted Cruz. You know, I think that's where Donald Trump is doing so well. People are excited for a change, you know, and I'm hoping that if we all Facebook and spread the Ted Cruz message around a little bit, you'll see he's got just the right things to say. He just doesn't say them as brashly as what you're seeing from a Donald Trump.
Well, you'll go to the polls because you do a talk radio show every week about politics. Mm-hmm. But the average voter who isn't so involved in politics and who's just trying to make ends meet and put food on the table and take care of their kids, they're not going to go to the polls. And again, that's our biggest danger, is having them stay home. And then, again, having Hillary Clinton as our president, which we cannot have.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Anything else there, Jimmy?
Yeah, that is, you're right. That is a very tough thing, is to try and get people to show up at the polls. And we've done very well in the Republican Party, I think, in Michigan, especially in Washtenaw County, Jackson County, is that 40% minority is rapidly becoming the majority, because we're the only ones that show up and vote. And we make sure that our delegates get sent to the right places. And if you can do that and you can control the party, you can win some elections that way, and that's what we really need to do. Is we've got to work hard to get people out to vote. I don't care who you vote for; just vote for something.
Well, I'd like them to vote for Senator Ted Cruz.
and I'll second that. That would be my vote too.
I'll have to agree with you also. You know, I'll just have to look on March 8th, and we'll see where they're all at.
Yes.
And that's when I'm going to make my decision, I guess, but. I know. I mean, it's hard for me not to be a Rand Paul guy, but I do like Ted Cruz.
Well, and I like Rand Paul as well. He's got some good stances. My only concern about him, and again, you have to have the money to win, and that's my only concern. So make sure you look at that, because it does matter.
Yeah, it does matter. It absolutely does. It's unfortunate, but it does matter. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, we've got another call. Dennis wants to ask you, but we can't get him on. I'll have you talk to Dennis. Stay on the line, Dennis. We'll let you talk to Wendy off the air here. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and stay abreast of the information and educate yourself and your neighbors. See you next week.